Welcome, everybody, to the Free Money Podcast, Thanksgiving edition. I am Matt Jones, Drew Franklin, and Jay and Lyndon. I'm on my way to Middlesboro, passing through the beautiful city of Barberville for Thanksgiving, and we are doing this a little bit early so everybody can enjoy the holidays. We just seconds ago found out that Barrion Brown committed to the Cats, the highest-ranked wide receiver to ever commit to the University of Kentucky. Exciting news, Drew Franklin.
Huge news. It's always nice when you can get a guy that Nick Saban really wanted. Not a big surprise. UK kind of had the lead for a while recently, but glad they finally got it done. Don't have to worry about it anymore. It's another big weapon for that offense.
Very exciting. We'll talk more about it, I'm sure, on the morning show as it comes up. But big day for UK football. And now it's a big weekend for football in general. For Jay and Lyndon, when you think Thanksgiving, you think of the Pilgrims and you think of turkey and stuffing, and then you think of football. And so I know you have a big weekend ahead of action, but I have to say first, I feel like I did really well last week. Did I?
You did not.
Oh.
You were 10 and 11. Drew was 9 and 12. I keep my 8-week streak alive of not being negative. I was 10 and 10.
Dang, Jay, you're on fire.
Well, first of all, I got the big ones, though. I got three of my four locks. I got, Oklahoma, Clemson, and Ohio State. I lost Oregon. So those were the ones I cared about, Drew. Those were the ones I invested in.
Yeah.
And all three of us were on those, and that Oregon game was brutal. I don't know if – I mean, it didn't matter, but their kicker had been 10 of 10 up to that point, missed two field goals early, and just the wheels fell off after that. But, Matt, I'm in an extremely good mood today, so I'm fired up.
Well, what I'm excited about is to figure out what I'm really excited for you to pick TGI Fridays as our restaurant of the week this week going into Thanksgiving. So that's going to be exciting. But let's get going. As I drive by the beautiful Lynn Camp High School, you tell me – actually, that's not Lynn Camp. That's a different school. But whatever school this is, Flatlick. I'm the first.
Sure, did you understand that?
Something about Flatlick.
Yeah, right. Flatlick Elementary School is here in Bell County. Don't disrespect Flatlick, Jay. Just go ahead and pick a game.
No, you went out there for a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and pick. And we're going to, you know, Matt, you know this. I love this week because all these games have names and awards. So we're going to start on Thanksgiving with the Egg Bowl. Mississippi, Ole Miss travels to Mississippi State. I was a little surprised by this. Mississippi State's favored by 1.5.
All right. So, Jay, I love this game every year. The Egg Bowl, Mississippi people fighting with each other. Players act like they're dogs and they're peeing. I think they have, like, one of the best combined records they've ever had for this game. But I also don't know why Ole Miss is not a huge favorite in this game. I think Ole Miss is a lot better. So I'm going to take the Rebels easy. I think they cover the 1.5, and I look forward to the moment my mom says to me, why are there all these people at the game? Don't they know it's Thanksgiving? Why aren't they with their families?
It's a fair question. I think they prioritize the Egg Bowl over their families this one time. But I'm with you. I was shocked that Ole Miss wasn't favored by a couple points, even though it isn't Starkville. At 9-2, you know, they're still trying to play into a really big bowl scenario that would be big for their program. And I just it'll be close because of that rivalry. And it is so nasty and they do the dog peeing on each other. But I just see Ole Miss winning this. And if you're going to give me 2 points, I'm definitely going to take them.
I've gone round and round about this, and I'm actually going to take Mississippi State because I feel that this is when their coach, like, shows up, these big games. He shows up like this. I think their defense is a little bit better. I just worry that their terrible kicking is what's going to throw me off, but I'm going to take Mississippi State. The other college game that Drew's been very interested in on Thanksgiving Day, Matt, is the Battle for the Valley Trophy. So that is Fresno State traveling to San Jose State. Fresno State is the best offense in the Mountain West. They hung with Oregon this year, beat UCLA. They're 8-3. San Jose State's 5-6. Fresno State's favored by 7.5.
I have no idea why this is one of our games. This would be one that I would say to my mom, yes, if you go to this game instead of being with your family, something is wrong. I'll take Fresno State. But these are two teams, especially I feel like San Jose State is always on when I'm about to go to bed, yet I don't know that I've actually watched them play ever. So I feel like Fresno State would be the one that I take.
I know so much about this game. I believe San Jose State is playing to get into a bowl. So I'm going to use that motivation for them keeping it close. Even though Fresno State will win, I will take the points because they will be playing for an extra game and they will keep it tight.
I love Fresno State here. I think they're a much better team. I actually bet on this game already to have something to bet on Thanksgiving. I'm fired up for that. So I'm going to take Fresno State. We'll move on to an SEC game on Friday. This is the battle line rivalry. This is Missouri at Arkansas. Arkansas 7-4. One of the crazier things this year is that Missouri is actually bowl eligible at this point. Arkansas is favored by 14.5.
Yeah, this is and the game is where?
At Arkansas.
Yeah, I think this game will be close. It always is close. And it's weird this became the Battle of the Ozarks, which I didn't know that was something people battled over, because when I went there, it sucked just as a location. So I would tell the other state they could have it. It's funny. The only teams that are not bowl eligible in the SEC, Drew, are Vandy, Florida, and LSU. Who would have had that at the beginning of the year?
That's crazy.
Bowl eligible. I'm going to take Missouri to cover. I don't think they'll win, but I think this game, like a lot of these rivalry games, ends up closer than you want it to. So I will take the Tigers to cover the 14.5.
I'm going to take Arkansas. Even though they lost, they kind of held their own against Alabama, while Missouri, they've won two in a row, but Florida and South Carolina, when Florida's already quit for the year and Dan Mullen's already gone, or that at least pushed him out. I got Arkansas covering here at home.
Matt, I'm going to go with you here for three reasons. Missouri's rush defense, which was absolutely terrible at the beginning of the year, is that they've actually played a little bit better. I like the other half point, so the 14.5. And I usually don't bet on emotion, but Eli Drinkwitz's Darth Vader impression after they beat Florida, to me, was the funniest thing of the year. And I may bet on them just because of that. We'll move on to Saturday. Vanderbilt travels to Tennessee. Tennessee obviously is a big favorite. They're 31-point favorite right now.
31's a lot, but I think Tennessee will. I think Tennessee will take the 31, and I think they cover. I think they'll score kind of at will. Vanderbilt, I thought might be playing a little better once they switched quarterbacks, but then they didn't. So it's 31.5 is a hell of a lot of points, but I will take it, and I will say that Tennessee covers.
Even though Tennessee's offenses look great and they probably want to blow Vanderbilt out to keep excitement going behind Heupel, I got Vandy covering here. It's just too many points. Vandy actually played Ole Miss reasonably close last weekend, so I've got Vandy. They'll keep it at around 25.
Yeah, that's a lot of points, and I think Tennessee kind of shuts it down. I'll just hope that's the case, and I'm going to take Vandy as well. We'll move on to the UK game. Kentucky travels to Louisville. If you watched Mikael Cunningham last week against Duke, I mean, it was crazy. 300 yards passing with 5 TDs, 200 yards rushing with 2 TDs. He's the first person to do that since Washington's Marquise Tuiasosopo. Kentucky, man, they really need this game. I'm hopeful of this. They've blown U of L out the last two times they played them. Kentucky's or Louisville's a 2.5 point favorite, Matt.
Georgia just played Georgia Tech last weekend, and I know it's Georgia. That's not right. Georgia's going to play Georgia Tech. I still feel like SEC lines are just better than ACC lines, and I think for an ACC team to beat an SEC team, they got to be a lot better. I don't think Louisville's a lot better. I think Louisville isn't better. And even if they were close, I think our line will destroy their line. And so I'm taking Kentucky to win. It'll probably be close, and Kentucky can't turn it over. If they turn it over, then we could be in trouble. But I'm taking Kentucky to win, and I feel pretty confident about it, Drew.
I'm pretty confident myself for all the reasons you said. And just about any time Kentucky has a disappointing game, it's usually because of a lack of motivation. They're overlooking a team, but they get into this rivalry as we've seen over the years. They all know what it means and how nasty it gets, so they'll be fired up. And as long as they protect the ball, I just don't see any way Louisville can keep them from scoring. It'll be tough to slow Louisville down, but I like Kentucky's defense having the better game over Louisville's defense. So I got Kentucky winning for sure.
You know, I'm not picking this, but SEC is 4-2 this year against the ACC. I actually took Louisville under 6.5 wins at the beginning of the season. So I do, in a roundabout way, have a bet on this game, Drew. So
there you go. I'm proud of you.
I'm fired up for that. And Drew, I want you to share, I listened to the football podcast. I want you to share the bet you did because I think it's a great bet on this game.
Yeah, the team total on Kentucky was 27 points, and I hammered that. I mean, even if they were to lose, I think it's because Louisville hangs a bunch of points on Kentucky's defense, and it'd be in the 30s. So I'm all over 27 points.
You know, in this game also, Levis can break or can pass up Lorenzen's single season record. If he gets 2 TDs, he'll pass Lorenzen's single season record up. And then Wanda Robinson with 6 catches can become the leading pass catcher for a season as well. We lost there for a minute.
Is that right, Jay?
Say it again.
I was going to say, is that right? Levis can pass Jared Lorenzen's record? That's amazing to me. It doesn't feel like that.
Well, I think it's a different era. I heard somebody talk about this. He'll still be behind Woodson and Couch, I believe. But the most TDs that Lorenzen ever had in a season, I think, was 23. Levis is a 22.
That's not the school record.
Correct. Just for a season. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes more sense. Jared's teams weren't as good as Woodson and Couch, so that's fair. Okay. What's next?
The Iron Bowl, Alabama. Is traveling to Auburn. Bryce Young broke Alabama passing record last week for yards. He had 559 yards. Auburn's really been disappointing. They are 3-4 in the SEC. They're on a 3-game losing streak. This spreads up to 20. Alabama's favored by 20, Matt.
And the game's in Tuscaloosa?
The game's at Auburn.
Games at Auburn, man. 20 at Auburn's a ton, but Auburn's been so bad. I feel like Alabama and Nick Saban realize that there's still a world in which they have a shot at the playoff with 2 losses, but that requires them to beat the crap out of Auburn in order to do it. And then they got to have other stuff fall their way. And I think they're going to do that. I think they cover against Auburn. I can't believe I'm doing 20 in the Iron Bowl, but I think Auburn's going in the wrong direction, and Alabama needs a big game.
It's high, but I'm also taking it. In fact, I'm going to bet it right away because it'll probably get to 21 before Saturday. Auburn just looked awful against South Carolina last week. They're a touchdown favorite and lost by 14. That's 3 straight losses and 3 straight losses against the spread for them. So I think Alabama kills them, and especially with that motivation factor you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't love it, but I'm going to go with you all and take Alabama. Just Auburn is stumbling the finish line for sure, so I'll take Alabama there. Next, we've got the Palmetto Bowl. Clemson at South Carolina. South Carolina's bowl eligible, which is another shocker. But I do want to watch the beginning of this game because I think Williams-Brice is going to be rocking. Clemson's still 8-3 and has a chance to do something. It's funny. I wonder what this spread would have been at the beginning of the year. But right now, Clemson's favored by 11 at South Carolina.
Oh, I like South Carolina. I think this is a year where they genuinely believe they can win this game, and I don't see why they can't. I mean, I don't necessarily think they will, but I don't think they're particularly worse than Clemson this season. So why not? I mean, I think they are playing better than they played all year. If you're Clemson, you know, you're coming off a big win, and some people –
sounds like he's going through the mountains again.
A little bit more credit. I'm gonna take South Carolina. 11-point home against a Clemson team that ain't great. Well, South Carolina.
All right. I can't believe I'm doing it, but I'm also taking South Carolina. A few weeks ago, wouldn't even cross my mind to take the Gamecocks in this game. But I think Clemson's just ready to get the year over with. And South Carolina can't keep it close. So I'll take the Gamecocks.
Oh, man. I'm going to take Clemson. I don't love it. One of the crazier statistics is South Carolina has a better passing attack than Clemson. And if you remember, Clemson's quarterback has the NIL deal with Dr. Pepper. I'm going to take Clemson there. They need a new name for the next game. This one's called the Sunshine Showdown, which I think sounds stupid. And that's Florida State at Florida. Both these teams are trying to get bowl eligible at 5 wins. It's at Florida. Florida's favored by 2.
First of all, I didn't realize how bad the cell phone service was from Barberville to Middlesbrough. I thought they fixed that, and it's obviously not good, so I apologize. I'm going to take – I don't like this game at all for either team, but Florida just lost to Missouri, so I can't pick them. Florida State's going in one direction. Florida's going in the other, so give me Florida State to cover on the road.
Hey, what did you say the number is right now?
It's 2.5.
2.5. Oh, I'll go Florida. I mean, obviously, it's chaotic down there, and they look terrible and just lost to Missouri and almost lost to Sanford, but I'll give them one more chance just because they still have some talent. It's just in shambles, but I'll say they cover the 2.5 and win by a field goal.
Drew, I'm going to take your angle from last week. I think you said this game's for the players, and obviously last week wasn't for the players. But now with Mullen fired, I really think it is for the players, and I do think they'll win by more than 2.5, hopefully. So I'm going to take Florida.
I assume they know a lot of players on the other team, too. As you say, more motivation for the players to show up.
And they've had, but now they've had some dudes quit this week.
It's true.
Hopefully they come to UK if they're good.
Yeah. I mean, they've had a bunch of dudes opt out of the final game, so, but we'll see.
Last SEC game is Texas A&M at LSU. LSU's owned a series the last 10 years, but Texas A&M has actually won 2 of the last 3. If we remember, in 2018, LSU won this game 74-72 in overtime. Texas A&M's favored by 6.5.
Yeah, I like Texas A&M big. I think they crush them. They're looking. They want to probably go to the Sugar Bowl if Alabama makes the playoff. I think they – this is my pick of the week. This is my rock'em, sock'em, jock'em pick of the week. I'm taking A&M, the Aggies, big over LSU.
I got to be careful calling it my pick of the week because I've been very wrong on those. Like last week when we loved Oregon. But I really like this one too. I confidence level 100 on the Aggies covering that. And I will definitely be betting it. So now they'll lose the game.
I'm scared to even say this. I wrote this down as my bet of the week. So I am huge. I've already bet on Texas A&M. I love this game. Let's win this one. Let's win that one. Big game this week. Ohio State travels to Michigan. Michigan is the best team in the country right now against the spread. They share that honor with Oklahoma State. Ohio State has absolutely just been pounding people. At Michigan, Ohio State's favored by 8.5.
I don't think they'll pound them like they've been pounding teams, but I do think they're going to win, and they're going to win by a lot. I think they'll probably win by 17. Ohio State's on a mission. I think they're going to give Georgia all they want the championship game, which is where I think they're headed. I'll take Ohio State to continue domination of the Michigan Wolverines.
I'm going to believe in Harbaugh this year. I won't go all the way out there and say they're going to win it, but this will be a close game. Michigan looks a lot better than they've been in the past. They've got a good defense. Ohio State's been lighting up everybody, but I'm going to give Harbaugh this year. This is the year he might be able to do it.
I agree with Matt here. I just think Ohio State is the much better team. I think Michigan, you know, they've had a good season, but I just don't think they're ready for this. I've already bet the first quarter -3 Ohio State. I've bet the halftime Ohio State -4. So I'm going to agree with Matt here.
That's interesting to me. Like, I think the -4 halftime is good, but I'm surprised to take the -3 if the game is at Michigan in the first quarter, because there's certainly a chance Michigan comes out and gets all the energy and takes a lead, don't you think?
Yeah, but I think Ohio State wants to get on them and get on them early. And then they've shown they can do that this year. So I'm going to – that's what I'm going with. Next all is right. the Bedlam series. This is Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. I was actually a little surprised by this spread. Oklahoma State is favored by 4 at home. They shut out their first Big 12 opponent in Texas Tech last week, only allowed them 108 yards. Oklahoma's won the last 6 in this series. Like I said, Oklahoma State is favored by 4.
Well, make it 7. This is a lunacy spread as well. As Oklahoma showed last week, they're still good. Yes, they lost. Yes, they've struggled a couple games. They ain't going to struggle in this one. Mike Gundy's an idiot. So Oklahoma is going to go and cover. And this would be my – I like A&M better than this, but this would be my second most confident pick.
Exactly the same for me. I like Oklahoma a lot here. And if not for A&M, it would be the pick of the week. So give me the Sooners. They've been looking a lot better since they got rid of the quarterback situation.
One of my buddies looks exactly like Mike Gundy. So this is the Jimmy P special. This to me is the perfect game to tease. Take Oklahoma +10. How good do you feel about that, Matt?
I would feel very, very good about it. There's no way Oklahoma State is going to crush them. No way. I mean, that's like saying LCA is going to crush Middlesbrough. It's just not something that can happen.
At least Marty Moore didn't crush you. I thought he was calling the show to talk more trash.
Marty Moore knows better, because, like, you don't want to play his comments later and be embarrassed that his son lost on their last game.
It completely threw the turf guy under the bus, too.
Yeah, that was the part that cracked me up. It's like, poor guy in charge of the turf at Lexington Christian. I mean, he's got to be like, well, thanks a lot, Marty.
Well, I'll go on the record saying I don't want to mess with Marty Moore. You all can do what you want, but I will go on the record. Next game, North Carolina at North Carolina State. I couldn't find a name for this game. North Carolina State is 8-3. North Carolina has had 7 games where they scored 34 points or more. Right now, NC State at home is favored by 5.5.
I would not bet this game with your money. I mean, I think you could have any result in this game. North Carolina is the most inconsistent team in the country. They can beat somebody good and then lose to the worst team. I have no idea who'll show up. NC State has constant little brother vibes against Carolina, and so that game's always the biggest one on their schedule, even if it's football. I'll take NC State because I think they're decent this year, but it wouldn't shock me if Carolina won, but I will take the Wolfpack.
Yeah, I really have no idea here. Have no interest in betting on it or watching it, and I don't even care if I ever find out the outcome. But I will take the points just because I feel like so many of those ACC teams are all on the same level of talent. So I'll just take North Carolina to cover the spread.
I like that you don't even want to know who won. You like specifically say, do not tell me who won this game.
I would love to just live my life without having an ounce of care of what happens in this game.
I like it.
Well, I do want to know because I've actually already bet on this game and I bet on North Carolina. So I really like them here. I think they're playing a lot better. They started off kind of rough. So I'm going to take the 5.5 points and take North Carolina. You want to do one more? There's a lot of good NFL games. I'm going to do one more, unless you want to do a couple more college. But I do.
No, one more is fine.
Okay. Since Matt said I was the leader, you know, maybe we say at the end what we're thankful for. I'm thankful that Matt called me the leader of the Free Money Podcast last week. But let's talk about Western Kentucky going to Marshall. This is the number one and number two teams in Conference USA East. Western remains the top passing offense in all of NCAA. Over-under on this game, Drew, is 75.5. Marshall's favored by 1.5 right now.
Well, that's tough. I mean, I have no idea. But I'm not going to root against my home state team in on Thanksgiving weekend, even though the Western people get mad at me sometimes. Deep down, I think that we all love each other. So I'm going to say toppy top top and say Western Kentucky covers.
Toppy top top is a new chant for the Toppers. I didn't know we were doing that, but I will toppy top top with you. Go Toppers. I think they cover here and they're a fun football team.
Tops cubed. I want to cheer for them. I hope they win. Let's go Tops.
That's right. You know, this ain't Chad Pennington's not walking through that door, Marshall. We were taking the Toppers.
Chad Pennington, Sayre head football coach, Chad Pennington.
That's exactly right. So it's time for us to tell you about mybookie.ag. If you want to bet this weekend, what better time than now? You go to mybookie.ag, up to $250 you put in, and they'll give you $250 more. That's the kind of people they are at mybookie.ag. Salt of the earth. They come from the streets. They come from the country. They come from where you want them to be. That's what happens at mybookie.ag. It's the easiest way to do it. In Kentucky, it's not technically legal to gamble, but it is legal in your hearts. And that's why mybookie.ag is the place to go set your gambling. You get to do what Drew does, what Jay does, what I do, and have fun at the games. Mybookie.ag. Now, the promo code, though, is free money. You got to put that in. You got to put free money in to get your free $250. Mybookie.ag, promo code free money. Now, Jay, it's always that time. Everybody wants to know, would you rather hook up with Ryan Lemon or Mark Stoops? And then after that, give me your restaurant of the week.
I don't hook up with anybody. You know, this week, Thanksgiving reminds me of family. I'm in a great mood, Matt. I thought this would be our first Thanksgiving where my whole family wasn't home. My daughter surprised us, came home from law school. So I'm in a great mood. We got everybody here going to a family outing. But the restaurant in Louisville, Kentucky, that reminds me of family the most is Chex Cafe in Germantown. And Matt,
Cheddar's. I really was hoping you were going to say Cheddar's. But Chex,
Matt, if you have not been to Chex Cafe, you will love Chex Cafe. Drew will love Chex Cafe. You can get everything from it.
I don't think I know that place. What kind of food is it?
So it's a bar food. My uncle was a bartender back in the day at Chex. So my family went to this place. It's by Manual Stadium in Louisville. It's okay. In the heart of Germantown. It's been there forever. And it's
hang on just a second. It's a bar, so you take your family to a bar? Like, hey, kids, it's Thanksgiving. Let's get in the car and go to the bar.
Hell to the yeah.
Can kids even get there?
Yes.
Okay. I just thought you were just picking, like, a random bar. Like, you were in Lexington picking McCarthy's as your restaurant.
No, this is not a random bar.
All right. Well, Chex sounds very good. So your daughter's in law school. Good. I knew that, but I thought she was close. So I guess she's far away. So that was a good surprise.
She said William and Mary. So it was a 9-hour drive to get home.
Well, that's very, very nice. William and Mary, we've talked. I like William and Mary. Well, congrats on having her home. Drew, some people have asked if you would do a Lexington local restaurant, not every week because this is Jay's thing, but do you have a Lexington local restaurant you would like to recommend?
I believe we've already mentioned this one on the show, but after the game Saturday night, I went downtown to the new Agave and Rye, the taco place, and it's an awesome setup down there. I had a blast. They have their own beer now that you can only get at Agave and Rye. So even though I believe we mentioned it a month ago, I'll just say the new downtown location is a must-see place.
Okay. Yeah, I love Agave and Rye. I mean, the one thing about Agave and Rye, not cheap, though. The tacos are very expensive, but they're good. So
you really only need one, maybe two to fill up.
Well, I mean,
maybe go on Taco Tuesday. It's a lot cheaper. They have good specials.
On Taco Tuesday?
Yep.
Look at that. Look at you bringing the info. All right. Well, I've only got 15 more minutes because my mom is waiting on me. So let's do the NFL games.
All right. There are three games on Thanksgiving. This always kind of blows my mind. I forget there's three. The interesting thing here is all three of these teams lost last week. So they all need a win. And this made me really happy. One of our listeners remembered my bet, my dad's bet. I told the story last year. My dad's the one that got me into gambling. I called this last year the Big Jerry Special. My dad always taught me, always take Detroit on Thanksgiving. So I want to shout out Derek Myers on Twitter who reached out to me. Chicago Bears play at Detroit. Detroit still has no wins. Bears beat the Lions 24-14 in week four. They're on a 5-game losing streak. Chicago's favored by 3.5.
Yeah, so I think in history, I want to say it's something like against the spread, the home team on Thanksgiving wins like 75% of the time. It's an absurdly high number. And Detroit and Dallas especially do well. The other teams, not as much. But so I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, I'm taking the home team in all these. I'm not even going to think about it. I'm going to go with history. I guarantee I win 2 of 3 at least. I'll take Detroit.
I mean, after reminding us of your dad's bet and Matt taking Detroit against his own team, I'm taking Detroit too. I've bet on them a couple times this season already, like an idiot, and lost money both times. But those weren't Thanksgiving Day games. So I'm going to back the Lions, and I think they win to get their only win of the season.
By the way, Detroit and the Bears might be the worst game you could put on Thanksgiving, not involving the Jaguars.
Hey, I'm taking the Big Jerry Special too. Detroit plus the 3.5. Next, Drew, also we've got
both teams are playing backup quarterbacks. It's Andy Dalton versus like Blake Nolan or something crazy, like Doyle. I don't know. Somewhere it's not Jared Goff. So
I read that Goff might play. So I don't know if that's decided yet.
I mean, who hosts the NFL show? I mean, did me or?
Here we go.
You may be right, no idea.
Las Vegas Raiders travel to the Cowboys. These teams have only played three times since 2006, and the Cowboys have won all three. Matt's already made his pick. Dallas is coming off that loss to Kansas City. This spread's moved from a set, it's up to 8. Cowboys are favored by 8.
Got to go with the Cowboys here. This is one of the few times I wear Cowboys gear, so I will be supporting them. I know they've lost two and look bad, but that was just to get this line a little bit lower so we can hammer on their Thanksgiving Day games. Give me the Cowboys.
I'm going to take Dallas as well. The last Thanksgiving game is Buffalo against New Orleans. Buffalo, to me, has been the most confusing team to follow. They've lost 3 of their last 5, 2 of those to terrible teams. New Orleans, after beating Tampa Bay and losing Jameis Winston, has dropped 3 games. Buffalo's favored by 6 here.
If I hadn't told the home team thing, I would easily take Buffalo here. I actually, You know what? I'm going against history. I thought it was somebody else against New Orleans. Buffalo was going to kill them. New Orleans has been awful the last couple weeks. I also, Drew, just saw two of the weirdest looking people I've ever seen in my life walking down the street in Middlesbrough. And if I'm saying the person is weird looking for Middlesbrough, then they are weird looking. It is hard to describe what they look like. I'm not going to be mean, but it threw me off a little bit. And it's one of those things like looking directly into the sun. I think it caused me to flip my pick. So I'm taking Buffalo.
Well, glad you got to experience that. I'm taking the Saints purely out of anger. Two out of the last 3 weeks, I've missed a parlay with the Buffalo being the one that ruined it for me. So even though I don't trust the Saints here, just because I'm mad I've lost money over the Bills, I'm going with the Saints.
Yeah, I love Buffalo here. This spread's moved from 4.5. It opened at 4.5. It's up to 6. So I'm going to agree with Matt here and go with Buffalo. Next, Drew, we've got your Tennessee Titans traveling to New England Patriots. Two division-leading teams now. New England leads the league with 18 interceptions. The Titans have played so well, but they barely beat the Saints. Lost last week, correct? New England's favored by 6.5, which seems like a lot.
Yeah, but Titans don't have Derrick Henry, don't have Julio Jones, not going to have A.J. Brown. It's a tough spot for them. I hate New England. And Tennessee tends to play well when they play somebody good. So I think New England wins the game, but I'll say Tennessee covers. And I will take your Titans, Drew, even with no talent on the team right now, to cover the 6.5.
I actually bet on the Texans last week because the Titans are notorious for playing down to their competition. I saw a clip of people before the game chanting, "Don't play down" at their tailgate. That's how much we expect it. But they'll be fired up for the Patriots. And even though they're down to their 8th, 9th, and 10th wide receiver, I think the defense that's been good up front will give Mac Jones problems, and the offense will just run the ball with the now four-headed running back they have while Henry's out. So the Titans will at least keep it close and cover the 6.5.
I think this is a really, really tough bet. You know, when they lost Henry, they started off rushing well, but I think last several weeks they have not. Their rushing yards have been way down, but that just seems like so many points to me. So just because of that, I'm going to take Tennessee plus the 6.5. Next, we've got Tampa Bay traveling to the upstart Indianapolis Colts. Tampa Bay's lost 2 of 3 coming off a short week. All three of their losses this year have been on the road. Jonathan Taylor for the Colts looks unbelievable. The Colts are on a 3-game win streak, and in that streak, Carson Wentz has not thrown an interception. Tampa Bay is still favored by 3.
Yeah, I like Tampa Bay here. They have not been playing particularly well, but I think they got their mojo back against the Giants. The Colts are the classic. They get a big win last week. Everybody thinks they're great. I like Brady. Brady's, you know, it was Indianapolis that turned him in years ago for Deflategate. I think he really wants to beat them every time because of that. So give me the Bucs.
I like the Bucs too. The Colts are just still disappointing this year, even though as good as Jonathan Taylor has been, I haven't been impressed by them all year. And I think the Bucs are a much better team and still going to be a Super Bowl contender, and that they'll cover this one on a big stage. And didn't even think about the Colts aspect, but Brady hates them too. So I like it.
Oh man. You know, I've taken Indy a lot this year and I'm going to take them here. I think they're playing a whole lot better. Tampa Bay has not been playing their best. And like I said, they're coming off a short week. So I'm going to go with Indianapolis.
I don't think Brady has played against the Colts since Deflategate. They were supposed to play once when he was in New England and he was hurt. So I literally think this is the first time he's played since then. So just keep that in mind.
We've talked about all the rivalry games in college, but next we've got the River City rivalry. Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Cincinnati Bengals. This game has big playoff implications. Both these teams really need this win. This spread started since the favored by 3.5. It's up to 4.5.
Yeah, this is tough. I mean, the Steelers lost a big one last week.
But Ben's playing better. People are meaner to Ben than they need to be. 4.5. I like this game being close enough that it's a field goal. So give me Pittsburgh on the road. And the over-under on fights at this game is 1,000.
Yeah, I've been impressed by the Bengals this year, but I'm still going to take the Steelers just with it being such a big rivalry game. And both teams been pretty good. I think they'll be fired up and it'll be very, very close. So I'm going to take the points you'd give me there.
Now, we talked this year about the fans in Cincinnati. The over-under for fights in the stands that are shown on TV to me is 2. I think we'll see 2 fights in the stands.
Well, I meant in the stands.
I thought you meant on the field.
Cincinnati has got the drunkest fans in the country, I think. The amount of Cincinnati, Turkey Hunter went there and said it was the most dangerous place he's ever been, and he's been some places. So I will say I agree.
I agree with Turkey Hunter there. I'm going to agree with you. 4.5, I think it's been a close game. Give me that 4.5 there. Matt, we got time for 2 more games, or you want to do 1?
2 more, yes.
Okay. Another big game. L.A. Rams coming off the bye week had lost 2 in a row, traveled to Green Bay, coming off their loss to Minnesota. Right now, this game's a pick. I'm at Green Bay.
Yeah, I don't totally understand why it's a pick 'em. You're telling me I get the Packers at home in late November and it's a pick 'em? I don't get that. The Rams haven't looked good. I think this, you know, I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but he wins more than he loses at home. So give me Green Bay.
Siding with you. I like Green Bay here, especially with being at home. And we kind of mentioned this last week, but I feel like Rodgers is angry. They didn't get the job done last Sunday, but he's still out to really prove people that he's still what he's always been and put the vaccine stuff aside.
And they played pretty good last week. It's just Minnesota hit like 3 bomb passes. Yeah,
it's a crazy game.
Yeah, look, I'm gonna agree with you all. Green Bay at home, gonna pick them. I'll take it. Last game is my NFL pick of the week. Cleveland travels to Baltimore. Cleveland crushed Cincinnati several weeks ago, and they've looked a little rough against New England and Detroit. But Baltimore hadn't looked good over the past 2 weeks either. Baltimore at home is favored by 4.
Yeah, I don't understand this one. Cleveland's looked terrible. Baker Mayfield can barely stand. I know Baltimore hasn't looked great, but Lamar, somebody's got to check on Lamar's, you know, I don't know. I don't know if he needs to take vitamin C or whatever. He gets sick all the time, but he apparently is better. That's good. I think Baltimore at home, I think they win rather easily. It might be my pick of the week too. You may be going in the other direction. I don't know, but I'm taking the Ravens. I'm surprised at this spread.
Yeah, I've just seen too much drama around the Browns. I mean, they finally got rid of Odell, but that was a mess. And then you got Baker's girlfriend talking about the team and the rumored rift in the locker room. So that just adds to my confidence in the Ravens get it done and covering the spread here. So I'll take Baltimore.
Matt, I don't know if this is good or bad. My pick of the week is going to be Baltimore. It looks like mine and Matt have the same pick of the week in college and NFL. But I think Baltimore is going to roll here. Give me Baltimore -4.
I just watched, by the way, I'm driving by a tattoo place in Middlesbrough. And a woman walked in with a baby on her arms and 2 like 4-year-olds into the tattoo place. I'm not sure if she's getting them tattoos or her tattoos, but I feel like at least we have family tattoo togetherness here in Middlesbrough at Thanksgiving. And speaking of togetherness, thank you all very much for being here. Happy Thanksgiving to you both. And I look forward, Drew, I will see you on Friday. And Jay, I will see you when I see you.
Yeah, guys, I want you both to have a good. Yeah, good Thanksgiving. I really appreciate you guys letting me do this. So everybody have a great Thanksgiving out there.
All right, we'll see you later.